Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is almost that time for Stratford Summer Music. Mark Fuhrer joins us in studio. He's toweled off, he's dried off. Mark, it's good to see you.
Jamie Caudill!
Oh, live and in studio. That's awesome. Mark, it's good to see you. Sorry we picked the rainiest day to have a conversation
today. Hey, that's all right. I'm just happy to see your face. Yeah. Bearded as it is now.
Yes, yes. A little bit more gray in this beard than in the past. But hey, we've got so much to look forward to. Stratford Summer Music back once again.
Yeah, we're starting up the engines on Thursday night with our big gala show, which we're calling Bring the Light, which is all about music that gets us through tough times. And when I designed that show a long time ago, like well over a year ago now, I didn't know we'd be living in the world we're living in.
Yeah.
We're living in tough times.
We are.
And music can be such a positive force for us to get through those times, and even just day by day.
Yeah, and so, it's interesting you touch on that, because post-pandemic, there has been really a need for people to get out, experience particularly live music.
Absolutely, because music does join us together in a way that nothing else does. So we got, on that opening show, we've got everything from, you know, the classics of J.S. Bach to Johnny Cash and Edith Piaf and all kinds of great stuff.
Very nice surprises,
because as people who know me now, now that I've been around for a few years, they know that when I program a show, I don't like to tell the audience everything we're going to do, so there'll be a few surprises that night as well. So that's our opening night coming up really soon, a couple of nights from now.
Yeah, and where's opening night taking place?
At the Avondale, Avondale United Church, and we've got a fancy piano that we moved in there a couple of days ago.
All right.
Called a Fazioli, worth a lot of money, and there's only three of them in Canada, so we're really excited that we got our hands on this one.
That is cool. Are tickets still available for the gala?
For opening night, we still have some seats available. Later on in the weekend, you might be out of luck for some of the other events because, you know, like every year, I think every festival that I ever go to, if I back that statement up a bit, every festival that I've been going to since the end of pandemic times, we see some things sell really well, and then other things are a little more of a challenge to get bums and seats.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, I was just at a festival in Switzerland a few weeks ago, and the week I was there, all the concerts I was playing, they were all sold out. But the week before, at the same festival, you know, at a space that holds 400 seats, they'd have 27, 30 people. I mean, just there's just no knowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking a while for people to get engaged with being regular to be out at an event still.
Sure.
But it doesn't deter us from wanting to be, you know, actively engaging our audiences as much as we can, and finally just doing what we love, because this is what we love to do. We get ready for it all year long, and now we're ready to press the go button.
Well, it's so great to have Stratford Summer Music back. So let's spotlight, there's so much, such a great variety of concert, great performances. What would you like to spotlight?
So you're right, we've got a lot. We've got over 50 events, and half of them are free to the public. We are putting the Barge back to its original location. Many people will remember that when the pandemic hit, we weren't allowed to have a Barge because the municipal laws were such that you couldn't have a crowd gather anywhere. So some people may remember that we sailed the Barge up and down the water, and some people then took the opportunity to get out for their walk for an hour and follow the boat back and forth. But now that all that's over, we're moving it back to the Cenotaph, and people can take their lunch and kind of join us at noon hour or 2:30. That lineup is all available on our website, StraffordSummerMusic.ca. Some of the great things we have coming up, even just this weekend, we have Vesuvius Ensemble, which specializes in music from Italy, particularly the works of Sergio Bruni, who at a certain point a few decades ago was known as the voice of Italy. I'm looking forward to that. That's taking place at the museum. If I go into like further weeks, because there's so much happening,
sure.
We've got our Live at Revival series, which virtually always sells out. So if people are listening and they like the Live at Revival series that we do on Friday nights, I'd encourage you to get your tickets now, because most of those events are going to be gone very soon. We have a mariachi band joining us. I've been wanting to bring a mariachi band for years, and finally it's happening. That's on our third weekend of events. It's happening at Factory 163. Really great stuff. We've got Quattro Mani, which is an incredible piano duo from the U.S. This is their first ever Canadian appearance. I feel pretty great that we scored that. We've got a huge closing show with Misha Brugger-Gossman-Lee, who's no stranger to audiences here in Stratford. We've got the world-famous Angela Hewitt joining us on Sunday of this weekend. That may be sold out already. If it's not, there may be a few scant tickets left.
Sure, sure.
So there's all kinds of great stuff.
Yeah. And let's talk about World in a Weekend as part of the fun.
Right. So as we've done in the last few years, the third weekend of the festival, we collaborate with SpringWorks Puppet Works, and we put on a variety of events, most of which are free for kids and families. We close off Veterans Drive, and we open it up to interactive events with puppets and music. So we'll have all kinds of things happening there. We'll also have a performance by a Brazilian jazz group called Tio Chorino. They play a type of music that some people refer to as the Louisiana style of jazz of Brazil called coro. and that'll be out at the museum. That's a family event. There's all kinds of stuff going on. This, you know, this is the time of the year we all look forward to, and we're ready to get going.
And you have great support, certainly locally and through the area, for Stratford Summer Music, and it's a pleasure to have it back once again.
Thanks for that. And truth be told, without that donor support, really, that we wouldn't be here anymore, because coming out of COVID, it was rough. And while most organizations did get a hand from the government, that's been taken away just as quickly it was given. So a lot of the arts organizations across this country didn't make it, mm-hmm. you know, but we're still here and we're still kicking. And it is really thanks to the people who have supported us for almost 25 years. This is our 24th anniversary.
Right.
Next year is year 25. Lots of big plans and work for that.
Yeah, you bet. And as you kind of spotlighted there, again, a variety of locations, including, the Avondale, Revival House, so many
different. Factory 163, the museum. We're using the Lake Salon at 7 and 9. That's a new venue. We're in seven different locations.
Yeah, seven different locations. There you go. Stratford Summer Music. We're so looking forward to it again. StratfordSummerMusic.ca is the website. Of course, we'll share the details on our socials and MyStratfordNow.com. We wish you all the best success. Again, July 18th through to August the 11th. Still some tickets available for the opening night gala for this Thursday. Anything else you want to spotlight before we let you go?
And probably.
Open up the umbrella again.
That's right. It's going to be like that for a while, isn't it? We've got a great show with the world-famous cellist Offer Harnoy and her husband, musician Mike Harriet, coming up at the Avondale. I'm going to check that. I think that's when. That's the 26th. No, 28th.
Okay.
She's a world phenom, and again, a big score for us to have her make an appearance. I'm looking forward to that in a big way.
Oh, boy. So many great performances. Do check it out, but go to the website because there's so much happening. StratfordSummerMusic.ca. Artistic Director Mark Fuhr with all the details. Thanks again, Mark.
Always a pleasure to see you, Jamie.